pause recording button.
Hi everyone, it's Jo. I just thought I'd do a bit of an update because since February ended, I've not really done any public boos. So I didn't want to get out of the habit because February got me right back into it, listening and contributing. I've nothing major to say. We've got friends staying down at one of the hotels in Tynmouth for a couple of weeks. So we spent some time with them on Saturday evening up at the hotel, which was really nice. Had a good natter and a couple of drinks. Rather expensive drinks, it has to be said. It's not the cheapest bar, that hotel, but there you go. Sunday, they came out with us to see a live band called Blame Andy, which I did a boo about a couple of weeks ago. I actually recorded one of their tracks. They're quite bluesy. They do a bit of Pink Floyd, a little bit of the Beatles, Eric Clapton. So, yeah, but with a real bluesy feel to it. I think they're very good, really. So yes, that was nice, and it was just for a couple of hours. Jody was at a friend's birthday party. They were bowling and doing laser phaser, I think it's called, the one they went to, you know, where you shoot each other with lasers or whatever. I've never done it myself, obviously, but she really enjoyed it. So that's, she's now saying that's what she wants to do for her birthday party in July, so we shall see. Other than that, what have we been up to? It's Wednesday, isn't it? Well, I've been to have my hair done today, so I'm looking more human, slightly. But yeah, I was in the hairdressers for 3 hours. So Rob went for a couple of drinks around Dawlish because we got the bus in, and he had this cider. I'm rather jealous because I'm usually the cider drinker in the family, and it was recommended to him, and it's called Old Rosie, but they recommend you don't drink a lot of it because it's 7.3%, but he said it is absolutely lovely. He was expecting it to be really strong tasting with it being 7.3, but he said it was like drinking apple juice. He said it was absolutely lovely. So I must try that one day, but I think I'll just be trying a half. So yeah, I've been doing a lot of work on VI Talk, been recording the podcast, the second one, which is going to be on parenting and young people, which I'm really pleased with. And we also did an interview with our very own Freaky Foof, which was absolutely fab. Really enjoyed that. Been chatting to Andre on Audio Boo back and to, but it was nice to actually chat properly over Skype, and a really good interview, but he's super talented. If anyone's listening to this, by the way, any of my friends who are VI, who are musicians, singers, songwriters, or entertainers of any kind, if you want to be featured on one of the podcasts one month, then get in touch with me, because we're always looking for people who want to, you know, who are a good standard of musician, really. So we're looking to have somebody each month, which is really good. And it means that we get some really good people to talk to as well, actually. So, what else? Yeah, the VI Talk channel is great. It's less than a week, and we've got quite a few followers and people contributing. So I'm really pleased with that. And if anyone's listening who's been contributing, thanks very much for your support and enthusiasm. Really appreciate it. I've had some really nice direct messages from people, and the group on Facebook is doing really well. There's been some really good stuff going on there, so really pleased with VI Talk. Keeps me busy, keeps me out of mischief. Sometimes I feel like I've got a full-time job. So what else? I've been getting out and about with Bonnie, and it's lovely here today. Actually feels a bit like spring is on the way. So we've got our friends Ian and Elaine, they're the couple that are staying at the hotel. They're coming over tonight, coming over to us for drinks, so that's going to be really nice. So it's lovely to spend time with them. They've been in Newton Abbot today doing some shopping, so yeah, I'm going to have a relaxing evening. England are playing a friendly, so I'm told. So Rob and Ian and Elaine, I think, to a degree, all like the footy, so I think that'll be on in the background while we're having a little drink and a natter and everything, so that's going to be good. Jodie's doing well with her saxophone. She's really come on, even though she's only had a few lessons. She's thoroughly enjoying it, and much better than she was the first time she picked a saxophone up was when she was very little. She'd be about 3 or 4 years old, and she could get notes out of my soprano, but I don't have that anymore. Boo-hoo. So she's actually playing an alto, and she's doing well with it. She's really enjoying it, and her teacher's pleased with her, so that's good. What else? She's working towards her level 5 swimming, which is the Amateur Swimming Association, I think. They were going through some of the assessments on that last night. So, which was quite funny, really, because they have to do sculling, which, for anybody who doesn't know, is where you lie on your back and you kind of move your hands in a figure of eight motion next at the side of you, and you either go backwards or you can go feet first. And Jodie could do the backwards one, going head first, really well, but the feet first one, she just couldn't do it. And a swimming teacher was laughing, and she walked past and she went, "Problem is," she said, "she's not enough fat on her." She said, "She needs to put some weight on because she's not floating. Her legs kept sinking." So she was a Rob was laughing. He said, "Well," he said, "she might not be going horizontally," he said, "but she's still moving vertically." So, it was, but she's doing well with the swimming as well. So anyway, sorry, this has been a bit of a rambly boo, but I just thought I'd jump on and keep in the habit, really, because I don't want to go for weeks not doing booze again. So I'm really enjoying listening to everybody else's booze, and thanks for listening. I'm going to go now and have some tea and get tidied up, ready for Ian and Elaine coming. So I don't know if they're bringing their guide dogs or not, but if they do, we're going to have 3 dogs and 2 cats in the house, which would be quite entertaining. 3 black Labradors, actually, so what could be nicer? So I shall speak to you all soon. I don't think there's anything else coming up, but if anyone who is visually impaired, if you want to get involved with VI Talk, get in touch with me. The channel you can find in the community section. Feel free to go up there and post, put a profile up of yourself, get to know everybody, or, you know, just, well, post about something that's already up there if you want to. Feel free to join us on the website, which is VI Talk. We're going to be doing some work, not the website, the Facebook group is what I meant to say. What a loon. And Twitter as well. Twitter is VI Talk Podcast, though. But we're going to be doing some work on the website in the next month or so, I think, really get that underway. The Facebook, Twitter and Audioboo are our main things at the moment, but we're going to get the website up and running and get some blogs up there and some news items and things like that. I shall speak to you all soon. Thanks for listening to my rambles and waffles. I really appreciate it. Take care, and I'll catch up with you all again soon. Bye.